Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Noswait da, Croesawi, Gideon Cymraeg, heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we'll have some of the latest releases from Wales. There was a big rush by Welsh record labels and producers to release music before Christmas, and this led to a flood of releases in November and into early December. However, after the feast, as is often the case, there was the famine, and consequently, there were very few releases toward the end of December and into early January. Fortunately, there were a few more releases toward the end of January. I also managed to discover a couple of albums that came out toward the end of 2025, and we'll have these for you in the program as well. We'll kick off this week's program with a track from Fos Gaoch. From their Bees Spirio album, this is Fos Gaoch with Tread Disco y Grima.
Gwedd wedi newid i polisi nhw, ni'n am enfydwyr ac yn meddiannu ar wlad o wyrs ac yn heiddi cic yr un hen fuckers, yr un hen gontiad for un addiction dafydd neu just yn dick. Dyma'r ffeithiau, mae crymic yn fylltir sgwar i fi tra wedi'n gweithio yn y sefydliad iaith fel hobi. Ac er honiadau troi ddylwyr ffarag, mae'r mwyafrif yno yn dal i siarad Cymraeg. Er hynny, welys i neges rhyw ymfytyn rwysgfawr ar y cyfryngau anghymdeithasol, sef Prynhawn Da. Dyma perchenog i'ch grŵp cymunedol chi. Do'n i ddim yn meddwl y byddwn ni yn ysgrifennu'r postyn yma, ond dyma ni. Dyn Cymreig o dwi, dwi hefyd yn siarad Cymraeg yn rhugl. Er hynny, sef yn atalnodi'r gyfer. Pentre Cymraeg yw Crymich, er hynny, nid yw'r mwyafrif o'i drigolion yn siarad Cymraeg ragor yn anffodus. Anghywir. Gwylydd ar hynny, cywyrgi. Yr ydwydd yn siarad Cymraeg, pryd bynnag y gathau ni, a thrigolion a phobl leol, er bod y rhai sy'n siarad Cymraeg yn dioddol o fod yn aelodau o'r to i. Allai pobl yn y grŵp yma fod yn fwy cyfeillgar tuag at pobl sy'n symud i mewn i'r pentre os gwelwch yn dda. Dyma eu cartref nhw, llawn gymaint ag y mae'n gartref i ninnau. Mae angen ar bobl fod yn fwy cynhwysol yn pentre na fod yn wahaniaethol mewn ffordd ieithyddol. Dwi mor prawd, dim treulad, i fod yn Cymraeg sy'n treulio, ond mae rhaid i bobl deall nad yw rhai pobl am ei dysgu. Bydd gadael mwy o sylwadau a'r bostiadau sy'n gweud ble mae'r Cymraeg yn hollol ddibwrpas. Felly peidiwch â gwneud e. Mae crynych yn fylltir sgwâr i fi, yn hadaf y mae'n halon i. Ac er honiadau troed fylwyr ffarag, mae'r mwyafrif yn dal i siarad Cymraeg.
That was Tree Disco-y Grubuck from Foscoke. Foscoke is a project from Stuart Estelle, a musician originally from Redditch near Birmingham in England, who has done music in a wide variety of genres during his career, everything from classical to folk to alternative. He had his initial exposure to the Welsh language while serving as an organist at a Welsh chapel in Birmingham, but his discovery of Welsh alternative music came when he went to a gig by the band Dat Bluggy in Mid Wales. After this, he was inspired by their music to form the Foscoke Project, which has been active since 2022, and since then, he's released many interesting singles. He recently came out with his first Foscoke album, Be Spirio, which has definite influences from Dat Bluggy on it. The track we just heard, Tree Disco-y Grubuck, is a humorous take on the decline of the use of Welsh as a community language in Wales. Maren Morris is an experienced musician from Innismone who has played with, among others, Rhiannon Tomasar Band, Mike Stevens, and Summit Arsmeliad. He started his solo career around 2019, and to date, he's released 5 albums and numerous singles, mainly in a mainstream rock to singer-songwriter style. He just released a new single, building on the long-standing links between Wales and Argentina, but this time referencing a place in Buenos Aires instead of Patagonia. This is Maren Morris with Lauren LaBoca here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
That was Lauren Laboca from Maren Morris. The mainly traditional musician, Mary Mathias, is still fairly young, but she's had a fairly significant career on the Welsh music scene up until now. Mary is from Ceredigion originally, and her initial experience was as a member of the folk pop group Raff Dam, who were active in the mid-2010s and who had a single in 2015. Mary Mathias went to Cardiff to attend university in the early 2020s, as she started her solo career at this point, as she released her debut album, Anoon, in 2022, which was very well received. More recently, she released a 4-track EP in 2025 that featured collaborations with other artists. She's also now part of the group Moosog that has a slightly different sound, as she just released a new single. This is Mary Mathias with her new single, Amorgan.
Oh,
That was Morgan from Mary Matthias. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music, I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Fiona and Gorwell Owen are experienced musicians who've been on the Welsh music scene for many years. Fiona Owen was a member of the group Erin Periglis, which was a new wave band that was active in the late 1980s and into the early 1990s. The band released one album and several singles and EPs, and their material was released on the Recording Eye Oven label. Another group that was on the same label during the same time period was Plant Back Ofness, which included both Gorwell and Fiona Owen. After these two bands ended, Gorwell Owen notably collaborated with several bands including Gorky's Zygotic Monkey, Soupy Furry Animals, and Dat Bluggy. Fiona and Gorwell Owen re-emerged as artists in the early 2000s, and they released three albums with material in Welsh and English between 2002 and 2015. They recently released a new single, and we'll have this for you on this week's program. This is Fiona and Gorwell Owen with Hélar Druí.
Been loved up. dipyn wrth dofyn, helan ddryw bach, meddar eisiau twrth robin. Helan ddryw bach, meddar John. Helan ddryw bach, meddar never.
That was Hela Drewy from Fiona and Gorwell Owen. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a tune from Karis Havana. Karis Havana is a traditional musician from Mahuntleth, and they've been active since 2019, and their main instrument is the triple harp, though they also play other instruments. They released their first album in 2020, and they subsequently joined Avanc, which is organisers Trac Cymru, called the National Youth Folk Orchestra of Wales. Although Avanc was formed with the intention of helping the careers of young musicians, with the goal of them allowing to make their living from their music, Kara seems to have already largely been able to do this, and they released their second album, ADIF, in 2022, which was critically acclaimed and brought them exposure to a wider audience through more airplay, regular airplay, I should say, on Radio Cymru. Karis then had a few other projects which were outside of what they had been known for, including an album of English folk songs and an album of solo piano tunes. However, they've just released a new album, Angel Angel, which is similar in style to their Edith album, and this is a very good release. From their Angel album, this is Karis Havana with the title track.
Nie.
That was Own Girl from Keras Havana. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cape Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Yokovar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Christo and all, we'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from Happy Damn Wine. This is Yonar. Was Yonar from Happy Damn Wine. Happy Damn Wine is a duo from Bycolwyn, Colwyn Bay, on the North Wales coast, which isn't exactly known as a Welsh language hotspot, though there is a Welsh secondary school in or near the town. Happy Damn Wine started in 2019, but they became best known during the pandemic as they released a steady stream of singles and EPs during that time, mainly with pandemic-related themes. Their first album came out in 2021, and they then did a short tour in 2022. Up to that point, the band had been strictly a studio outfit, which resulted in their EP, Trefnidiaeth. They released their second album, Ni Nei Nu, in 2023, and their most recent album, Diwedd Hanes, came out in 2025. Happy Dayboy just released a new single that we just heard, Yonar, which came out appropriately on New Year's Day this year. Clayf Harpwood is an experienced musician who got his start back in the 1970s with the band Edward H. Davis, which was one of the first Welsh rock groups and which was named after a columnist in a Welsh newspaper. The band was formed in 1973 and had a bit of popular success in the 1970s with a mainstream rock sound. They split in 1980, and since then, Clayf Harpwood has been involved in several projects, including his own H-Band, which mainly performed his older material between 2012 and 2020. Recently, he's returned to the Welsh music scene with a single with Laurie Evans, and he's just released a new single. This is Clayf Harpwood with Paid a Chuntio Bis here on Cynan Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Anedigrwydd, anbodlon rwydd, rydyn ni'n byw mewn byd sy'n afrwydd, neb yn sgwyddo, cyfrifoldeb, a phobateb yn ystrydeb, arian garwch, difaterwch, pawb yn bod i yn ei blerwch, dros y miwedd, ar y llygredd, sy'n baddio ein hamgylchedd. Wedi colli goddef garwch Dos i'n paidaf y gwerylla Ar y gorthrwm ar y fela A na fi'r dil yn fodlon Tan byd i fyd yn ifflon Oes i ni war y diger Fel cefni ar y glinie Paid a pwyntio bus at ai Paid a pwyntio bus at ai
That was Paid a Chuntio Bis from Clayf Harpwood. Arlog is a traditional group that was formed in 1976 to perform at the Festival Interceltique in Brittany, and after the festival was over, the band decided to continue performing. They released their first album in 1987, and since then, they've become one of the best-known traditional groups in Wales. The band has played extensively around Wales and beyond since they were formed, and they were a full-time outfit, rare on the Welsh music scene, for a period during their late 1970s and 1980s heyday, but they have significantly reduced their activity since then. Arlong is known for collaborating with the folk singer Devin Nguyen, and their, or his best-known song, Amao Heed, is a collaborative effort. Arlong has released 10 albums on their own to date, including their new album, Arlong 7, that was released in January of 2026. From this album, this is Arlong with Agorwad.
Thank you.
That was Ira Gurwad from Arlog. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Toco Mololo is a project from the producer Mailer T. Evans from Innismoan that mainly does electronic pop music. He started the project in 2023, and to date he's released several singles as well as an EP. He's also had collaborations with other artists, and he released his latest single in January. This is Toco Mololo with Defro. That was Defro from Toco Mololo. At the start of the program, we had a tune from the Fauskoak project from Stuart Estell, as some of the music that he makes features poetry by himself or other poets, such as Bernard Higgins, who is the inspiration for his track Shapa. He's now provided the inspiration and helped in the production of an album by a new project that is intended to be a lasting legacy of the Eisteddfod in Wrexham in 2025. Troy Kering is a project from Sarah Louise Wheeler, or Sarah Erdig, her bardic name, and they just released their first album, Light Luffa, in January. The album is largely poetic, or poetry really, with musical accompaniment, mainly from the harp, and some of the subjects in the tunes are related to the use and the status of Welsh in the Wrexham area. The album is very interesting, and like some other recent releases, it sits largely between the alternative and the traditional genres. This is Troy Kering with Pater and Wrexhamy, here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Thank you.
Ti'n fy nabod i, tawn i'n dyweld i'n enefwydd. Mae'n rhyfedd, sut bod can gan y gitar iddo syri gyn fwy i wneud hef yng Nghymreicdod i nag unrhyw beth ddaeth o iol sefydliad i Cymraeg i cw. Cyfieithiad gan Bardd Wrecsam wedi'w ganu gan Stephen i godi arian y flwyddyn pan na wyddais fo'n ysteddfod yma o gwbl yn anymwybodol ac yn raddol suddon anfodlon at weilod y bwced a bron allan trwy'r twll sy'n gweudu cymaint o selsig bach y system yma yn y gororau. Ond mae'r gam blues yma'n adleisio, yn riffio gan cilch droi ac yn rhoi esgid yn y drws i'w arbed rhag cae yn fy ngwyneb. Aled, ein arwr, does na neb tebyg am danio ein dychymyg, ein daliwr yn yr rhyg a'r clogwyn ein Cymreicdod, yn ein gwarchod rhag llithro lawr llethr tyngedfennol yr iaith, taith sy'n bron yn anochel wrth i niferoedd gostwng pob degawd wrth cyfri, rhoddodd i ni lloches. Fe fi yma yn ystod fy mhentyndod, am glasoed ym mro fy mebyd, sgwennodd gan rhoi parch i'n bratiaeth ni, er ei bod hi braidd over the llestri. Byr 80au a'r 90au yn llwm ac yn lletwydd yma, ond mynodd fynodd siarad Cymraeg â ni, hyd yn oed pan nad oedd gennym fawr y mynedd parhau â hi. Byddai ni'n ar un fath, tawn ni'n dyweld i'n enefwydd. Does gen i ddim syniad am beirdd y cadarnleoedd, a dim ond llediaeth fy mro oedd gen i. A di hynny ddim gwerth, nad i, os ti am fod yn sausage fach y sefydliadu. Ddim ond yn ddiweddar ddes i glywed amdanyn hw a'i cyfraniad ymhell bell o'n llyfrgell ni lle bu aled yn lansio ei lyfrau arloesol holl bwysig a minnau ond yn ystadegyn yn ddi bwys un yn ddigon i dicio bocs ond ddim i fod yn rhan o'r sîn ysgrifau cyfrwng Saesneg amdani felly cerfio gyrfa i mi fy hun rhywsut a rhywle rhaid bod yn ddewr hyd llwybrau'r llawr. Ond tybefo rhyw ddydd dawr dyfarniad a pan fyddwn ni na'i gyd yn llwch dymunaf bod hanes yn parchu pwysigrwydd un enaid ein daliwr yn yr rhyg a'r cae yd hudol a'r allfydol a thu hwnt. Aled, Bardd Wrecsam, ein gwarchodwr. A gwn a ddylwn heiddi darn o'r nefoedd.
That was Peter Reed Wrecsaman from Troy Carrig. We'll finish off this week's program with a track from Pasta Hole. Pasta Hole is an alternative group from Caernarfon, fronted by two brothers, Clear and Owen Jones. The band is a properly alternative outfit with a varied sound, and they rarely, if ever, get played on Radio Cymru, even on the more alternative-oriented evening programs. This is Pasta Hole with Anato. Thank you. Was in a toll from Pastor Hall. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, and my name is Ed Reed, and we'll have a new program for you next week. Hofer y tro.
Stuck in the 2000s and need to listen to some music to fill that void? Tune in to Basement Noise Thursdays at 2 p.m. with me, your host, Emily. Only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This vacation's useless. These white pills are kind.
Ella viene por ahí y nunca llega sola. Ella nunca llega sola. Todos los bandidos sueltan la... Esta noche lo que hay.